It is Wednesday, the 10th of April, 2024, and here are some of the top stories making the headlines across the Business Magazine website today. Several space firms from Oxfordshire, Hampshire, and Surrey have successfully acquired investment as part of the UK Space Agency's International Bilateral Fund. This latest phase grants a noteworthy £13 million to 11 UK projects, fostering direct collaboration with international partners on innovative space endeavours. The announcement, made at the 39th session, signifies a significant boost for the UK space sector's global engagement and technological advancement. The funds are aimed at fueling cutting-edge research and development, securing the country's position in the competitive space industry. Farnborough International Exhibition and Conference Centre has announced the appointment of industry veteran Sarah Marshall as its new venue director. With over 25 years of experience in the events sector, Marshall brings a wealth of knowledge, having successfully launched and expanded events across Europe, the Middle East, Asia, and North America. Prior to joining Farnborough International, she managed substantial exhibition and conference portfolios for various organisers, showcasing her extensive background in steering major events to success. The move signals Farnborough International's commitment to enhancing its position as a leading venue in the global events industry. In a significant boost to Bristol's thriving startup scene, EngineShed Innovation Hub welcomes the latest Barclays Eagle Labs, its 37th UK location. The arrival of Barclays Eagle Labs in Bristol offers local startups and entrepreneurs not just the usual banking services, but a wealth of resources, including access to business expertise and mentoring and coaching from specialists well-versed in scaling up businesses. Moreover, members will have the chance to forge valuable connections with fellow entrepreneurs, local entities, and academic institutions, setting a collaborative stage for innovation and growth in the region. That's it from me, Malcolm, and for your midweek update, stay in the know by visiting thebusinessmagazine.co.uk. We are back tomorrow. Goodbye.